今天带弟兄姊妹交通了一下，在加拉太书五六章里面一些话。
Last time I already shared about Galatians 5 and 6.
好吧，我们再把这圣经给看一下，好吧。
Let's look at the Bible verses again.
我们翻到加拉太书第六章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章第七、第八节。
Chapter 6, verses 7 and 8.
第六章第七、第八节，这里说，他说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，从圣灵收永生。
Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows into his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap its everlasting life.
我们翻到第五章。
Turn to Galatians 5.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
加拉太书第五章第十六节
Verse 16，
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the fleshAnd these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
再翻到罗马书第八章。
Turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第十二节。
Romans 8:12.
罗马书第八章第十二节，弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债。去顺从肉体活着，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
Romans 8:12-13. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
在这里啊，这段圣经就讲到两件事情，一个讲到情欲，一个讲到圣灵。
This passage talks about two things. One is the flesh, and the other is the spirit.
那他说什么？你种的是什么，你就收什么的结果。
What you sow, you will reap.
因为他用一个字说，他不要自欺。什么叫不要自欺？就是说，你不要骗自己说没要紧的。
Here they use the word "do not deceive." Do not deceive yourself because.Don't kid yourself that it's okay. You know,
我们不要以为说我做这个事反正没事的，这个神不管的，我要做就做，不要骗自己。
Do not deceive yourself that God doesn't care or that.
因为他这里说神是轻慢不得的。
Because here it says God is not mocked.
你知道我们如何过我们的日子，我们就要收我们如何过的日子的结果。
Whatever we sow, we will reap.
我们，你看，我们交的是什么朋友？这些朋友会影响我们，我们就会走什么样的路。
Who are our friends? The friends will influence the way we take.
我们社交的环境是什么人？这些人也会影响我以后所会面到的结果。
Who do we socialize? They will influence what comes out.
所以保罗在最后的时候写给提摩太说，爱宴乐的人，他有一个结果，绝对不会爱神。
And that's why Paul said that if you love pleasure, you're not going to love God.
我们希望两个能够共存，但圣经的话告诉我们说，你只要爱宴乐，你就不会爱神。
We always hope that we can have both, but the Bible said if you have love of pleasure.Then you cannot love God.
我们常常讲到会结果，很多都讲到年轻人。我们说年轻人，你不要吸毒，不要喝酒，不要抽烟，不要跟随便搞性关系。
We usually warn the youth that don't drink, don't get into bad relationship, and so on.
但是其实这段圣经是对所有人都讲到说，你怎么样摆下去的，就会带出什么的后果。
But this verse is really to everyone.Because it says, whatever you sow, you will reap.
我跟 Sherry 常常为了要鼓励孩子读书哈，我们走过常常看到那些无家可归 homeless 拿着一个牌子。我 work for money, or work for food.
Because we want to teach our kids, so when we see a homeless person who has, you know, who holds up a plaque like we work for money or we work for food.
我是说，千万不要以为 they are not smart. 因为他们最喜欢就是 smart 这个字，其实不要以为他们很笨。他是只是说他们当初没好好用功，说 end up 哪个牌子在 work for food.
Don't think that they're not smart, but it's because most of them maybe they're not hard working. That's why they end up like that.
如果大家要留意这个新闻呢，早一段有一个 homeless 就被请回去当了一个电台的广播员哈，这个因为他就是喝酒嘛 ，alcoholic。
There was a homeless who was called back to be in the newscast. He got to become homeless because he was an alcoholic.
所以箴言告诉我们说，懒惰不管你有多 smart， 可懒惰你会一无所得。
If you are slothful, then you will end up with nothing.
如果你勤劳的话，你会得到勤劳的结果。
But if you are diligent, you will enjoy the fruit of your diligence.
所以圣经在这里讲啊，你顺着情欲有很多的发展。
If you live according to the flesh, there's going to be a lot of consequences.
大家都安逸嘛，对不对？所以又爱吃，所以为什么今天这么多人这么胖？我们说的 couch potato， 就是爱吃，所以吃得很胖。
There's a big problem with obesity now because a lot of people are just couch potato.
其实情欲的东西很多。这个如果你说你吃得快，胃会痛。
The consequence of the flesh there are a lot. Like if you eat too much, you might have pain in your stomach.
你知道，你忧虑很多，你的胃也会痛。
If you're anxious, the same thing.
那医生希望你这一痛他就有生意了，不过我们总是还有其他的方法可以不痛。
Of course, the doctors will make money out of you if you're.Sick, but we're hoping there are other solutions to that.
什么是情欲呢？
What is the flesh?
你知道这个，我上次是跟你们读了，就是今天不读了哈。这个更啊，这个加拉太书第五章里面讲的情欲的事都是明显看得见的。
The work of the flesh are very obvious.
啊，它里面说嫉妒、纷争什么，里面都可以看到的。
You can observe those things.
那我今天我要用另外一段圣经跟你们讲的，不大很熟了，就是约翰一书里面写的。
In First John,
它里面说到眼目的情欲，
lust of the eyes,
肉体的情欲，
lust of the flesh,
今生的骄傲，
and the pride of this life.
他说这就是情欲全包在里面。
All these three are all part.
我们来看看里面圣经里面讲了一些的例子，关于这些的情欲。
Let's look at some of the examples in the Bible.
我们现在看眼目的情欲。
Lust of the eye.
那我们温习一下圣经啊，我相信大家总要读过一点圣经哈。夏娃因为看到了果子上的树悦人的眼目，他就摘下来吃了。
And Eve, when he saw the fruit and was pleasing to the eyes, then she ate the fruit.
神明明说不可吃这树上的果子，但是他。实在太可爱要吃了，然后摘下来。
God said not to eat the fruit of that tree, but when she looked at it, she was pleased by it.
神说，吃的那日子你必定死。
And God said, the day that you eat of that fruit, you will die.
很明显，夏娃跟亚当是轻看这句话，没死啊，我没死。
Of course, Adam and Eve, they didn't take this seriously, and apparently they did not die physically.
那这个死的这个字，乃是跟神 separate 了，与神分离了，死亡也带进来，罪也带进来了。
But the death there is to be separated from God, and from that also brought in death and sin.
世世代代带给人，所有的人类。
And this goes down through the generations.
我们也看到大卫，有一天呢，睡得很晚起来，看到一个 妇人的沐浴。
And the, another incident was David when he woke up very late and he saw a woman taking a bath.
他情欲就发动，他把那个女人拿过来跟他发生关系，那个女人怀孕，他把他丈夫杀掉。
And because of his lust, he had a relationship with a woman and she got pregnant. And then he murdered her husband.
他还以为自己很公义，当先知拿单来对他说的时候，他说谁敢做这个要还四倍。
And he was still very self-righteous because when the prophet Nathan approached him, he said anybody who did this kind of sin has to pay back four times.
先知拿单说这个人就是你。
And the prophet Nathan said the person is you.
你知道吗？这个他讲过的话，神完全 take it. 他说 take you responsible. 神真的要他还四倍。
And what he said, the Lord took it seriously and it happened to him.
他四个孩子都，他有这么几个孩子，四个都死了。
He had many sons, but four of them died.
第一个孩子就是他跟八十八犯罪所生的孩子死了。
The first was the son he had with Bathsheba, and he died.
因为他犯了奸淫，他家也开始乱了。他的老大暗论侮辱了他一个同父异母的妹妹。
Because of his adultery, his son also did a very terrible thing. He had a relationship with one of his half sisters.
这个妹妹的哥哥就老三的亚撒龙就找个机会把他的大哥杀掉。
And so this half brother, you know, killed the son. The firstborn.
那亚撒龙就起来背叛他爸爸。
And Absalom, rebelled against David.
大卫的元帅就把亚撒龙杀掉。
And David, like the commander of his army, killed Absalom.
到了大卫老年的时候，神要他选所罗门做王，但他的老四亚多尼亚不甘心。
And at the end, when David had Solomon to be king, the fourth son, he was not happy with it and was against that.
结果亚多尼亚要背叛要做王，就被所罗门所杀了。
And this Adonai, when he wanted to be king too, and then he was killed by Solomon.
So 我们刚刚读那一段圣经说，神是轻慢不得的，不要自欺。他讲回四倍，他还了四个孩子的命。
And that's why it says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked." So David had to repay with four of his kids' lives.
这里讲眼目的情欲，好，我们来看看第二个讲的肉体的情欲。
The second is the lust of the flesh.
我相信啊，肉体的情欲包括眼目的情欲。
The lust of the flesh, of course, would include the lust of the
eyes. 因为这都是我们的肉体里面有。
Because these are all within our flesh.
就是我们肉体都会要一个什么？我们希望钱多，生活好好多，我们的就可以安舒的日子可以过。
Our flesh wants to have wealth so that we can have easy life.
那我们来看看圣经里面一些的例子。
Some of the examples in the Bible show.
圣经讲了有个先知叫做巴兰，他是为着利奔跑的一个先知。
There was a prophet named Balaam, and he wanted some return for what he does.
所以他非常要钱，不管这个是要咒诅神的百姓，他也可以做，只要你给我钱。
So for because of his love of money, he's willing to curse God's people.
结果我们知道他在一场战争里面他就丧命。
And so he died in one of the battles.
我们知道犹大。
We know Judah.
你知道犹大，他整天管钱，这个事态很大的。所以有一天有人说，我给你一年的薪水，出卖你的主人耶稣。
So Judas, because he's a treasurer, one time just that incident, he was willing to take the money to betray Jesus.
这个引诱很大，他说，Oh, one kiss is fine, okay? 他就把耶稣出卖了。
And with a kiss, he betrayed Jesus.
他没想到耶稣原来要被钉的，所以他终于发现这件事之后，他出去吊死。
And he then found out that Jesus was to be crucified, and he went out and committed suicide by hanging himself.
我在思想这里啊，我就想到另外一个人了。这个人叫做以利沙的一个仆人叫基哈西。
And this other person that I thought of was Gehazi, Elisha's servant.
你知道吗？这个圣经讲到以利沙仆人讲了几次，但这个有名字的，这个明明讲他就叫做基哈西。
And there are many mentions of servant of Elisha, but this particular incident mentioned this servant by name.
神要我们记得他这个故事。
The Lord wants us to remember this story.
你这乃曼啊，是亚兰族的一个最很 prestigious 的哈，这个就是很尊崇的一个元帅。
Naaman is a great commander, of the Amalekites.
但很可惜，他长了大麻风。
But then he had leprosy.
没办法再医治，他听说以利沙可以医他，他就来见他。
And there was no cure, and he heard that Prophet Elisha can cure him.
以利沙对他说：“你去约旦河沐浴七次，你就得洁净。”
And Elisha told him to go down to the Jordan River for 7 times, and then he would get healed.
他一开始很生气，他说：“我亚兰地方没有河吗？一定要到你的犹大地来浸七次吗？”就拒绝了。
First he rejected that because he said that he.Isn't it that they also have their own river in their land?
但是后来他顺服了，他就沐浴七次，第七次起来，全身都医好。
Later he submitted and he did it and he was healed.
他就到以利沙那里，他被要给他钱了。我想这个很多人就说，我今天得到帮助，我要给钱给你。
And then he wanted to repay, as if repay Elisha with money.
以利沙说，我一分一毫都不从你那里得。
And Elisha said, I'm not going to get anything from you.
当这个乃曼走的时候，这个仆人基哈西，他不甘心的，他的这么多钱，他说我总要去得一点。
And so when Naaman left, this servant was thinking, oh, I want some of it.
你知道他得的没有很多、啊、我不知道一他连得的银子就是多少，我没有去查、啊、这他只要一他连的银子跟两套新衣服。
He didn't really ask for much. He only had one talent of silver and then also two change of clothing.
他追上去追到，他说哎，我有 make a story、啊、我有两个仆人刚来，需要两套衣服，那你可不可以给他一个他连得跟两套衣服。
He went to Naaman and said, I have two servants and they needed clothing. Can you give it to them?
乃曼给他两个他连得的银子跟两套衣服。
And Naaman gave him two talents of silver and also two change of clothing.
当他回去见到以利沙的时候，以利沙问他说，你刚去哪里了？
And when he went back, Elisha asked him, where did you go?
他说我哪里都没去，我在家里。
He said, well, I didn't go anywhere. I'm just at home.
以利沙说，你去见乃曼的时候，难道我的心没跟你去吗？
And Elisha said, well, when you went to see Naaman, isn't it like my heart went with you?
后果实在是重。以利沙对这个基哈西说，乃曼的大麻风现在就传到你身上，并且你的后裔直到永远。
And the consequence is really great becauseElisha said, Naaman's leprosy will be upon you and upon your generation.
只为着两个他连得的银子跟两套衣服，他从此从自己的跟他后代都是长大麻风的。
Just for two talents of silver and two change of clothing, his descendants are all leprosy.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以说我们可能不是爱钱哈、啊，但是我想我们最少有一个我们爱安逸的生活。
Maybe we don't love money, but probably all of us want an easy, peaceful life.
圣经里面给我们看到，在安逸生活里面，我们很容易就跌倒。
But The Bible shows us that if we have an easy, peaceful life, it's very easy for us.
你想想看，罗德的妻子已经知道神要灭索多玛，叫他走，他出来之后，他还是要回头再看一下。
Remember Lot's wife. She was already taken out of Sodom, but she looked back.
所以圣经把它讲什么？他说，立刻变成一根岩柱。
And immediately she became a salt pillar.
所罗门王圣经告诉我们说，他是最有财富的一个王。
And Solomon, he was the richest king.
但是在他平安安逸的时候，他竟然去娶了许多外邦的女子，公主为妻，为妃嫔，然后去跟他们去拜偶像。
And during his prosperous and peaceful reign, he took a lot of foreign wives and worshipped idols.
我们有时候很难想象，所罗门你怎么可能去拜偶像？
For us, we think, how can you do that, Solomon?
但是他因着许多，他在安逸里面慢慢的跌倒下去，他竟然到最后去拜偶像去了。But
because of this peaceful, prosperous life, he slowly fall back.
你知道那个结果，他的国家就分成两个，啊，北边跟南边。And
the country was divided into two, the north and south.
他只剩下那个小小的南边，还不是因为他，是因为大卫还留给他的。
And he was left with the only the southern kingdom, and this is not even because of him, it's because of David. When we look at the Jews today, Jews are the chosen people. And we know that the whole world, what's happening, does not
leave them.
They're always involved in whatever's happening in the world.
我们知道，当他们国家还没灭之前，神就接着先知对他们说：“只要你们一直愿意尊重我，你们就能够一直活下去。”
The Lord always tells them that if they honor Him, they will continue.
神一直接着先知对他们说：“如果你们不尊重我，去受引诱离开去拜偶像的话。” 你们必定在各国中被抛来抛去。
And if you do not honor me and worship idol, you'll be wandering around this earth.
我们看犹太人的历史，你就发现他们亡国之后，他们就在各国里面被送来送去。
And truly, in the history of the Jews, we see that when they lost their homeland, they were wandering over the world.
他们还大数目的。
And they were persecuted and killed as a group.
当我在去读圣经的时候，读到这个以色列人出埃及的时候，他们已经看过神出了十个灾，也看过过红海的神迹。
When I read Exodus, I saw that these Jews they saw the 10 plagues, and they were also delivered from the Red Sea.
但是当他们神说：“我养活你。” 天天吃玛拿，他们说我吃腻了。But
and then when the Lord is providing them with manna every day, they said, "Well, we're tired of that."
我不知道我们是不是我们中国人的哈，这个我想很多中国人都说，不能够天天吃一样的哈，要有点变化的食物，不是吃不下了。Many
of us Chinese think like we need some change. We cannot eat the same thing every day.
我是还可以哈，我可以就是吃一样的。觉得Sherry觉得我很怪，怎么每天就吃那个都还可以啊。I
can kind of stand it, but Sherry always think we need to have variety.
但是你看神给的是什么？每天只给他玛拿。But
what the Lord gave them was just manna.
这个终于有反应了哈，他们反应说不行了，只吃玛拿这个就想起什么？哎，我在埃及还有。 黄瓜韭菜，不知道有今天才有哈，它有黄瓜韭菜葱蒜，这是像中国人吃的东西啊，黄瓜韭菜葱蒜。And
they thought of what they had in Egypt, like they have chives and they have onions and garlic.
所以要大大的发怨言，因为我不满足我今天有的。And
so they were discontented and they were complaining.
OK， 他们要吃肉，神说好，我给你吃肉。 神的做法实在很妙，他其实不要每天吃一样的，但神不是，他就让鹌鹑鸟飞来，一个月给他们吃肉，吃同样的肉。
And they wanted to eat meat, so the Lord you know, send a quail and they have that for 1 month.
我看如果你整天吃一个月那个肉，也真的会受不了了。
And so 1 month of the same kind
of food. 但是圣经怎么讲？他说这是你求的，我给你吃。说圣经怎么讲？吃到他们都闭孔，都可以把那个肉喷出来了。就是说厌恶到这个地步。
Oh, and so they were really sick of the meat after a month.
但你知道，到他们这样子的时候，神就击杀他们了。
And when they did that, the Lord killed them.
你要知道，神不跟我们只是在这里随随便便啊，他说。神说你这样的埋怨不满足于我所给你，我给你之后我还要击杀。
And we should look at what the Lord did. When they were discontented and asked for something the Lord gave them, but then after that they had to face death.
所以圣经告诉我们说，不要看到别人的道路通达就心里心怀不平。
So we should not be unsettled because we see other people prospering.
也不要因为看到他们这样子心怀不平而自作恶。
And we should not be going doing wicked things because of that.
你知道我们好像天生就会埋怨啊，埋怨都是埋怨别人错，不是自己错，都是埋怨。
It is very natural for us to be complaining.
这叫做情欲哈，埋怨。OK， 那埋怨有一个结果。埋怨多一个结果下来就变苦毒了。
Complaining is of the flesh, and a lot of complaining becomes bitterness.
你知道，很多的苦毒里面也让我们没办法原谅别人。
And bitterness prevents us from forgiving others.
圣经里面告诉我们说啊，有主叫我们的祷告是什么？要我们免别人的债，主就免我们的债。
The Lord teaches us to pray that we should forgive others, and then the Lord will forgive us.
神的原则很奇怪，神的原则说，你要记得我免过你的债哦，所以你要免别人的债。
God did not say, "Oh, do you remember that I forgive you, so you should forgive others."
神的话是说，你要先去免别人的债，我就免你的债。
The way the Lord said is forgive others, and then I will forgive you.
我这么多年来，我看了很多，就是因为心中的苦毒。或者不能够原谅别人，那个后果实在很悲惨。
I see a lot of people because of bitterness, because of unforgiveness, they have dire consequences.
所以啊，圣经里面喜乐是良药啊，这个实在是一个很好的一个 remedy 啊，这个真的是很我们要注意的。
And that's why the Bible says that to have joy is a good medicine.
说这个不要追求安逸，圣经绝对没有给我们说追求安逸的。
To have an easy, peaceful life is not something that we are.
因为这是完全出于情欲的事情，并且会让我们就不会爱神的。
Because this is something of the flesh, and if we pursue that, we're not going to love God.
还有一件事情，在对来到神面前呢，绝对不能够有一个随便的态度。
And when we come before the Lord, we need to be serious.
我给你们看一段圣经好不好？我们翻到这个哥林多前书第十一章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
这里讲到薄饼聚会。
This talks about the Lord's table.
我们常常都有薄饼聚会，对不对？每一个主日都有薄饼聚会。
We have the Lord's table every week.
我不知道弟兄姊妹对薄饼聚会你的态度是如何。
I don't know what's your attitude towards
the table. 但是我请弟兄姊妹注意，你来到主的桌子前，不要随随便便。
When you come to the Lord's table, you have to take this seriously.
你要知道，当初在哥林多教会那些弟兄姊妹，他来到主的桌子前就是随随便便。
Because when the people in Corinthians, when they came to the table, they did not take the table seriously.
OK， 有人啊。这个还没睡醒啊，有人在喝酒啊，有人就吃饭啊，在那里就乱了。
Some are sleepy, some are drinking, and so it's a lot of there's a lot of confusion.
整个事情乃是他是随便的。
Because they're not doing this in a worthy manner.
但是还有一个 key 重点呢、啊，我们来看哈、啊，我们看第二十七节，十一章二十七节。
Let's look at that verse 27.
他这里说啊，所以他说，所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。
Therefore, whoever eats of eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord.
28节, 人应当自己审查, 然后吃着饼,喝着杯。
A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体, 就是吃喝自己的罪了。
For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself.
30节, 因此在你们中间有好些软弱的,与患病的,死的也不少。
That is why many among you are weak and sick. A number of you have fallen asleep.
你在这里他讲,他说你来到薄饼聚会,你要审查。
Here it says, when you come to the table, you should examine yourself.
我们常常会认为说,这个审查就是我这周有没有犯什么罪啊,就求主赦免。
We think that examining ourselves is just seeing if we have sinned against the Lord.
这是好的。
This is good.
但是这里不是讲这个。
But here it talks of something else.
他说你每次倒主的饼杯来,你必须审查你有没有认定这个饼跟杯是主的身体和主的血。
You need to come and examine whether you recognize that this bread and this cup is the Lord's body and his blood.
因为如果你没有就是随便拿个饼就吃,就哪个杯就喝,他说你是干犯了主的身,主的血了。
If you just drink and eat without recognizing, then you're sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord.
他说我们每次来薄饼聚会,你要知道这是纪念主的时间。
When we come to the table, this is the time to remember the Lord.
我在这里乃是这个饼是主的身体,这个杯是主的血,我要认定这个,说我是这样的来领用。This
bread is the body of our Lord, and this cup is the blood of the Lord.
他说如果你没有看到这个,他在29节就说你是吃喝自己的罪。If
we do not recognize this, then we are... Without recognizing the body of the Lord, we eat and drink judgment on ourselves.
我们要知道,这里要审查我有没有犯罪,乃是讲到这个吃饼杯的时候,我是什么态度的。
This examining of ourselves is to examine ourselves, our attitude when we're taking the bread and the cup.
说弟兄姊妹,薄饼聚会不是只是来吃个饼,薄饼聚会是真的整个聚会纪念我们的主的。
So, in our Lord's meeting, we're not just coming here to take the bread and drink the cup. It is to remember our Lord.
我们曾经也有人说,我也要吃,这里给我们知道,这是一个严重的事情。
There's somebody who wants to partake, but this is a very serious thing.
虽然我在这里也能够借这个机会跟弟兄姊妹说,我们尽量能够找到薄饼聚会。
And that's why I'd like to stress again that we can come on time for the Lord's
不是只是赶到能够吃这个饼,喝这个杯就好了。
It's not just to be here on time for the actual eating and of the bread
and drinking of the cup. 因为我们的确需要知道我是在吃主的身体,这个是主的血为我流。Because
we need to recognize that we're taking the body of our Lord and we're drinking the blood.
你这早期的这些弟兄姊妹在那里,他想什么?他说,你软弱的人很多,生病与死的人很多,是为什么?就是在这件事犯罪了。Here
it says that many among you are weak and sick, and a number have fallen asleep, which means they died, because they do not recognize this is a serious thing.
So 我们今天是靠着主的怜悯给我们越过越明白我来到主的座之前我是纪念主的身主的血。So
by the mercy of the Lord, we come here to remember and to partake the body and the blood of the Lord.
你知道在这些随便的事情上圣经举了很多例子给我们看。
There are many examples in the Bible.
你知道在士师所以撒母耳之前以利圣经怎么讲? 他看重他的儿子过于看重神。Remember
Eli, honored his sons more than God.
他没有好好教导两个孩子要好好敬畏神，因为他看重怕得罪他的儿子，这个过于怕得罪神。
He did not want to offend his sons and did not teach them properly.
圣经讲他两个儿子都是祭司，但是他们来到神面前是随便的。
Both sons were priests, but they were not serious when they come.
他说那些献祭的人把肉摆上去，在煮的时候，他们的叉子就下去，叉那些肉。
When the people brought their offering and the meat was in the pot, they just went for the fat.
他应该等这些献祭给神之后，他可以拿来吃的。
They were entitled to eat it, but it is only after sacrifice.
他随随便便，他去一叉起来，看到有肉就拿走了，还生的就拿走。
But they didn't do that. They just went ahead and go for the fat.
所以圣经怎么讲？在同一天，两个儿子同一天死了。
So both of them died on the same day.
我们也看到亚伦的两个儿子。
And also we saw the son of Aaron.
那拿达跟亚比户，但他们已经算比这两个以利的孩子好多了。
They seem to be a little better than Eli's son.
但是有一次在献祭的时候，圣经讲什么？他们献燔火。
And one time when they doing the offering, they do the strange fire.
或者说 unauthorized, 就是说神没有吩咐他们献的火。
That's something that the Lord did not tell them to do.
他们就献上去了。
And they offered that.
他们以为认为说没什么要紧。
And they think that it's okay.
反正都是献给神嘛。
Well, it's for the Lord anyway.
他们犯的错就好像该隐犯的也像以扫犯的，以为把最好的我反正我要献就可以了。
And what they did was the same as what Cain and Esau did, because they think if I give my best, that's good enough.
你知道那个后果是什么？就在他献的时候，有火从神那里来把他们烧死。
And when they were doing this,There was fire, and the fire devoured them.
我们也想到参孙。
And same with Samson.
参孙是出生就是被神用的人。
Upon his birth, he was also chosen to be used by God.
但是他对于来到神面前是最俗的话是随随便便。
But he was not serious with the Lord.
神说你不可以进死尸，他看到一个死的狮子，有里面有蜜，他就进去拿来吃，因为肚子饿了。
He was not supposed to be close to that dead body, but he saw honey in this carcass, and he went and.
所以说以色列人不可以跟外邦人通婚，他就去非利士人的人娶不止一个，娶来当妻子。
And they were not supposed to marry Gentiles, but he went and took a wife from the Philistines.
所以你知道他的结果，两个眼睛被挖出来。
And in the end, two of his eyes were taken out.
然后呢，他怎么死的呢？塌楼的时候把他压死。
And he was buried when the building fell on him.
我想这个差不多了哈，讲到肉体的情欲，后面是有结果的。
So this is to show us that the flesh has its consequence.
Okay, 最后一个讲到今生的骄傲。
And the last one is the pride of this life.
你知道我们都有骄傲的。
All of us.Have pride.
我跟你们讲过，小孩有骄傲，大人都有骄傲。
Whether it's little kids, adults, all have pride.
你知道我跟你们讲过哈，我带一个小这个七岁的孩子去下棋比赛，他终于输一场了，大哭。
I brought this seven-year-old to this chess contest, and he lost, so he cried.
我说你不要哭啊，这输一场。他说，我说这个输赢都会有嘛。
And I told him, well, you can win some and you lose.
他妈妈没法解决，他把我叫过去了，说我去跟他讲，我说输赢都会有。那他说什么？他说 I thought I'm the best seven years old. 他说我是七岁里面最厉害的一个。How can I lose? OK, 所以啊，这个。里面的骄傲从小的就有了。
And we can see that the pride is in little kids too.
那现在我们孩子大了，我从那现在说 ，Daddy, you don't know.
And now my kids always tell me that you don't know.
现在都是我不知道，都只有他知道。OK, 所以啊，这个，哎呀，没得讲了，这个就是他总是比我知道多。
They always know more than me.
骄傲是我们。一辈子似乎陪着我们走。
And pride is something that's always with us.
但圣经讲这是情欲的一部分。
And here The Bible says it's part of our flesh.
你知道圣经里面可拉一党，他们就是不服摩西。他说：“神只跟你讲话吗？也跟我们讲，我们也是先知啊。”他们就背叛摩西。
We know that the sons of Korah, they said that only God talked to God only talked to Moses, so they rebelled against Moses.
你知道发生了什么事情了？他神接着摩西说，如果这是神做的事，不是史无前例没做过的，就是神没拣选我摩西来服侍神的百姓。
And Moses said that, well, if it's not from God, then God did not choose me.
就是说神如果没做一件特别的事，说神做了一个特别的事，他说神会把地裂开，你们活活的掉下去，讲完之后地就裂开，整个可拉党一批人全部掉下去。
And
一家一家的下。
And that thing that he mentioned was actually God opened the land, and you know they were all they all fell.
我们不知道那是什么地震啊？他说下去之后又合起来，就不见了。
And after they fall in, the land closed up again.
说他摩西说，神要做一件奇事给你知道，神是在的。
And so Moses said, God will show you.This, with this thing that he has chosen.
我们会想有点 too late, right? 他们看到之后也是他们在地上最后一刻的时间，他们全走了。
And it seems to be too late because after they saw what happened, they all perished.
圣经里面讲到两个犹太王，犹大王，一个叫做乌西亚。
There's a king called Uzziah.
圣经怎么讲？他说他是一个好王啊，这个定义寻求耶和华。
He's a good king.And he wanted to follow the Lord.
有时候我读这些圣经里面啊，我里面实在是有很深的感觉。
I have deep feelings when I read.
他是一个定义寻求耶和华，是一个好王，结局不好。
He wanted to follow the Lord, but he ended up in a very bad situation.
圣经写了一段话，他说有一次他心高气傲。
One time he was very prideful.
一次、啊、
Just one time.
他那是做什么呢？他到耶和华的殿里面，他说我要献祭。
He went into the temple and said he wanted to do this offering.
旁边很多祭司啊，这些告诉他 ，No， 你是君王，你不是祭司，你不可以献祭的。
And beside him, the priest said, "You cannot do that. You are a king. You are not supposed
to offer sacrifice." 你知道，有时候我们爱主到好像爱主到一个地步，他教会人不觉得我跟主可以，我可以献祭。
Maybe we think we're so close to the Lord, we can do it.
你知道，就在他勉强一定要献祭，当他献上去的时候，他的额头上就显出大麻风。
And when he did this, the moment he did the sacrifice.His forehead became leprous.
当场的，然后圣经怎么讲？一直到他死，大麻风都没离开他。
The effect was immediate, and the leprosy did not leave him.
圣经也告诉我们，从那一天开始，他没有再做王，他儿子做王，因为他的大麻风要被隔离了。
And from that day on, his son became king.
另外一个人是谁？西西家。
The other was Hezekiah.
你知道西西家他当亚述国灭掉以色列北国的时候，他因就靠神亚述整个十八万军队就在犹大的小国里面全被灭。
Because he depended on the Lord, Assyria was lost in that battle.
他们灭了北国，但是到了犹大国，竟然十八万军队都没了。
They were able to capture.The northern kingdom, but they were destroyed before they got to the southern kingdom.
他有个大的得
胜。So he had this great victory.
第二个，他后来生病。
But then he got sick.
他是让神祷告，神给多他15年的命，奇妙的把他医好。
He prayed and asked for 15 more years.
你知道，我们经历过主一些，经过一些大得胜，经过一些好像这个哇大的意志，很大很大的危险。
When you have experienced great healing from the Lord, it's very dangerous because, like here, Hezekiah, he became proud.
他觉得说，哇，我这个经历你有吗？
He thinks, well, this experience I have, do you have it?
神就试他。
And the Lord tested him.
巴比伦派使者来，因为他病好了，这个来看看他怎么病好，来看他。
When the Babylonians came to look, how did he get well?
他心中骄傲，他就把他的库库房啊打开给他看，我全部从所罗门下来的这些金器，你看我多大的财富。
And he was very proud, so he showed off his storage of all his treasures.
他里面有个想法说，巴比伦很远，亚述都灭不了我们，你巴比伦这么远也不会打过来的。
He thinks that, well, Babylon is so far away. If Assyria cannot conquer us, how can Babylon?
没想到，因着这件事，神就定了那个犹大国的命运，巴比伦把犹大国灭掉了。
And because of this, the Lord allowed Babylon.To conquer, the southern kingdom.
我们常常都想要骄傲，但是愿主常提醒我们，神阻挡骄傲的人。
We, our pride always wants to come up, but may the Lord remind us that God is opposed to the proud.
神一定阻挡骄傲的人，但是主应许说我赐恩给谦卑的人。
God is opposed to the proud and give grace to the humble.
我们今天活在肉体里面，我们都有情欲的。
Right now we're living, we all have flesh in us.
所以今天就是我定义我要顺着我的情欲走呢，还是圣经讲说我愿意顺着圣灵走？
We need to decide for ourselves. Are we gonna follow the flesh or are we gonna follow the spirit?
那这个是我们先要有一个定义的。我们定义你要顺着肉体走，很舒服的，根本不用用力就走了。
If we want to follow the flesh, it's very easy. It's very natural.
但是我要顺着圣灵走的，是要用点力气的。
But if we want to follow the spirit, there is a little effort.
你知道，有时候我们顺着肉体走的时候，情欲走的时候，因着神的爱，他管教我们。
Sometimes we're living in the flesh, and then the Lord, because of His love, discipline us.
管教会苦啊，但是在他管教的时候，是他对我们的保护。
There is difficulty in his discipline, but this is our protection.
有些时候好像我们顺着情欲走没受到那个结果，乃是神把我们带过了。你要知道，这是神对我们何等大的怜悯。
Sometimes we're also living in the flesh, and it seems as if we don't experience the bad consequence of the flesh. That's because the Lord is just merciful on us.
因为我们愿意向主认罪。求主赦免，神就赦免我们这件事情，不让那个该有的结果临到我们身上。
Because we repent and we ask for forgiveness, so the Lord kind of didn't let that bad consequence of the flesh, hit us.
我们刚刚唱这个532这首诗歌第三节，它里面说，我们一生的年代，就是神的怜悯与审判时辰的。
In the song, the sense of time, it says, with mercy and with judgment, my web of time he wove.
你知道，神坐在好像缝衣服，织毛衣一样。我们一生他就用把我们织成一件衣服。这衣服是怎么来的？用神的怜悯与他的审判把我们织成的。
How does the Lord weave this fabric? He's weaving it with mercy and with judgment.
你们知道丁荣士弟兄哈，这个他。上礼拜六到主那里去了。
No, Brother Ding, he went to the Lord last Saturday.
应该是91岁。
He was 91 years of age.
他一段时间在老人院，但是我在澳洲的弟兄给我送个 email， 他说后来这几个礼拜身体突然转差，上个礼拜六就安息主怀了。
And he was in the nursing home for a while, but the last few weeks, you know, he had a turn.Downturn, and then he went to the with the Lord.
他在美国的时候，我有机会跟他散步。
I was walking with him once.
我就问他，我说主有时候主的手蛮严厉的，他说是，主的手有时候是很重的。
And I said sometimes the hand of the Lord seems to be very strict on us. He said yes.
主为着使我们在跟随他的路上不随便。
He doesn't want us to go our own way and not take him seriously.
使我们对他有真的有敬与畏这个态度。
He wants us to be really have the fear of the Lord.
所以我今天在这里跟你们提到哈，不要顺从肉体情欲， 乃是好像是负面的，因为神已经告诉我们那一定有败坏的结果。
Today we are focusing on the negative side, which is to not follow the flesh because there's bad consequence.
神要我们能够顺圣灵，怎么顺圣灵法呢？
But instead we need to follow the Holy Spirit.
我们知道我们必须多亲近主。
And how do we do that? We need to get close to the Lord.
姊妹，你每天上班忙得不得了，下班也在查internet、上 email。我跟你讲，这不叫亲近主的生活。
Every day you're very busy at work, and when you come home, you're on the internet. You cannot be close to the Lord.
到了周末，除了主日聚会，或者有一礼拜我礼拜六有个查经或者有个团契的时间，如果我们认为这样就叫亲近主。我们绝对不会顺从圣灵。
And you know, like you just get in the weekend, maybe come to Bible study or the Lord's table. This way, you're not going to be getting close to the Lord.
知道我们基本上是 destiny, 就是顺着肉体的情欲而活。那个结局，圣经已经讲了，一定从当中受败坏。
If we just do that, our destiny is definite. We're following the flesh.And that's where we'll end up.
说求主怜悯我们啊，彼此勉励啊，我们需要求主给我们多亲近他，我们才能够什么叫做顺着圣灵啊，收永生。
That's why we need to encourage one another so that we will be following the Holy Spirit.
圣经讲啊，肉体跟圣灵是相争的，所以你没办法两个共存的。你要就是顺着肉体活，你要就能够顺着圣灵活。
We know that the flesh is contrary to the spirit. So it's either you follow the flesh or you follow the spirit.
Okay, 这是关于你种的是什么，收的是什么。
Now this is about what you sow, you reap.
我愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通一件事情呢，就是说神在找他手中可以用的人。
The Lord is looking for somebody he can use.
你我愿意成为他手中可以用的人吗？
Do you or I want to be somebody he can use?
你知道，你不给他用，你就是给谁用？你给魔鬼用。
If you're not used by the Lord, then you're used by Satan.
所以我已经跟大家用不同的情况里面交通到哈，你如果愿意被神用，第一个你必须是要愿意被他用。
You need to be willing to be used of the Lord.
那第二个就是今天我现在提到的哈。你要对付我们肉体情欲上这些的吸引，那是能够顺从圣灵亲近主。
Second thing is you have to stand up and against the flesh.
我愿意再提多一件事哈，用多一点的时间提多一件事情。我们看几段的圣经。
Let's look at a few more verses.
我们翻到哈这个罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章第二十节。
Verse 20.
罗马书第九章二十节，他说：“你这个人呐、啊，你是谁？竟敢向神抢嘴呢？受造之物岂能被造他的说？你为什么这样造我呢？窑匠难道没有权柄从一团泥里拿一块做成贵重的器皿，又拿一块做成卑贱的器皿吗？”
But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it?Why have you made me like this? Does not the potter have power over the clay? For the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor.
那我们再看另外一段圣经，在耶利米书旧约的 Jeremiah 和耶利米书
Jeremiah
十八章
Chapter 18
先知书哈，大先知书哈，耶利米书第十八章第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 1.
他这里说哈，耶和华的话临到耶利米说，你起来下到窑匠的家里去，我在那里要使你听我的话。我就下到窑匠的家里去，正遇见他转轮做器皿，窑匠用泥做的器皿在他手中做坏了，他又用这泥另做别的器皿，窑匠看怎么好就怎么样做。耶和华的话就临到我说，耶和华说，以色列家，我带你们岂不能照这窑匠弄泥吗？以色列家啊，泥在窑匠的手中怎么样，你们在我手中也怎么样。
The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do what with you as this potter? Says the Lord. Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel.
我们最后看一段哈，以赛亚书第六十四章，耶利米前面一卷书，六十四章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 64:8。
他这里说，耶和华，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是你。你是窑匠，我们都是你手中的工作。
But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
说两段的圣经啊，耶利米书讲说，神说你们是我手中的，你们在我手中也怎么样？在以赛亚书里面说，我们的反应是，我们是你手，我们是神手中的工作。
In Jeremiah it says we are in the hand of the Lord, and in Isaiah it says we are the work of your hand.
第三件事我要跟大家提到的，乃是我们要认识到我们只是一片梨啊，就是只是一个梨，窑匠是神，我们是他手中的泥土。
We are just clay, and he, God, is the potter.
今天问题是你我甘愿做泥巴吗？
Do we want to be clay?
Oh, 我们这个不容易。你知道我是谁吗？啊，你知道我是谁吗？是吧？我们都觉得我们这个读书读这么多了，我这回有点成就了，我都拿 PhD， 或者我是什么 Doctor 什么？你知道我是谁吗
？We always think, well, do you know who I am?
没想到圣经一直这么说，你只不过是一把泥。
But the Bible kept repeating to us, you are but clay.
这把泥在谁手中？在神手中。
And you are in God's hand.
问题是我们愿意甘心把我这把泥摆在神手中吗？
Are we willing to put this clay ourselves in God's hand?
我们能够像刚才我们唱歌那个诗歌说，我不照己意去选择，我能够照你的旨为我选择，我就走。
The song says, I don't want to do as I will, but I want to put myself in your will.
我们通常是什么？我愿意，我虽然是把泥，我也愿意成窑匠，我自己 make 成一个 vessel， 一 make 成一个器皿。
What we like is we want to be that clay, but we want to be the potter too and make and be the vessel.
如果我做不了，我就向神表达说，把我做成某某样的器皿。
And if we can, then we say, Oh Lord, then make me that way.
我要希望这个器皿是漂亮的，是有用的，是贵重的。
Because I want to be a vessel that's beautiful, that's very precious.
是人人看得见并且会称赞的一个器皿。
And I want people to see it and to praise me.
但是我们还有一个要求，是吧？神啊，把我造成这样子的过程不要太痛苦。
And I want the process to be not difficult.
对不对？这是对我们求的。但如果你知道那个，哎，我们有个学生是做这个陶瓷的哈，你是的，你做它的时候，其实这个东西蛮苦的。
If you go and look at how the potter makes the clay, you will see that it's a difficult process.
你要知道，我们如果认识我是泥土，我就没有权利去问这个主人、这个窑匠怎么造的。
If we truly know that we're clay, then we do not even have the right to ask what the potter.
这个窑匠是神，他是照着他的心意在造每一个不同的器皿。
The Lord is doing work on each of one of us according to His own will.
耶利米书第十八章里面告诉我们说，他说窑匠做一个用器皿做一个做一啊做用泥巴做一个器皿做坏掉了。
In Jeremiah says the potter.He started doing the clay to get to a vessel, but then in the middle it got destroyed.
我们讲神怎么泥这么差，怎么做个器皿还做坏
？How can the Lord make a mistake and you know destroy this?
问题不在神做坏，问题是泥巴有问题。
But actually, it's not the potter's fault. It's
做窑做这个器的告诉我们，泥巴里面可能还有气包啦，也有杂质在里面的。
there's some thing in the clay, like there might be air bubbles or.
它必须用高温把它弄把它弄出来。
And it has to be using high temperature to get rid of all this bad stuff.
不是窑匠有问题，是泥巴有问题。
So it's not a problem of the potter, but of the clay.
地上的人造器皿，不好的泥巴丢掉，拿过一批再来做过。
In the earth, here in the world, when the potter found out the clay is bad, he will just throw the clay away.
但是圣经这里告诉我们，他用同样的一个泥巴再做过另外一个器皿。
But God used the same clay and do another vessel.
你要知道，神有时候在手在他的手在我们身上，我们不愿意被他这样来磨造我们成为一个器皿。
Sometimes we're not willing for the Lord to make us into such a vessel.
所以那个器皿没机会成了。但是呢，神又用另外一个环境，又要把我们造成另外一个器皿。
So the Lord used another circumstance to make us into another vessel.
神是窑匠，我们是泥土。
God is the potter and we're the clay.
如果我们愿意顺服在他手中的话，他就能够把我们弄成、造成、磨成一个有用、贵重的器皿。
If we're willing to submit to him, then he can make us into a vessel that is precious and useful.
最后我讲一个故事哈，这个故事是记载在《方木甘泉》里面有记载的。
This story is in the stream of the desert. Stream in the desert.
他这个故事讲竹子人物，他说竹子的故事。
This is the story of the bamboo.
他主人在。种这个竹子啊，把它种得非常美，种得好高大。
When the master was planting this bamboo, it was very, the bamboo looks very nice.
这个竹子说，哇，我在这个院子里面我最高。
And the bamboo said, I'm the tallest here.
然后他觉得我很美，我可以看到什么，其他都在我下面。
I'm very beautiful, I can see everything else.
他心中很感谢他的主人这样养育他，他就很想报答他的主人。
He was very happy about this and want to pay back the master.
有一天主人来了，这竹子说，就跟竹子说，这个我想用你，可以吗？
And one day the master came and said, I want to use you. Can I use you?
这个竹子说，啊，好啊，我就是一直巴望能够被你用。
And the bamboo said, yes, of course. I was hoping you can use me.
这个主人说，好。我要用你，第一个我要把你砍下来。
The master said to use you first, I have to cut you down.
啊，竹子说不可以啊，这个你怎么可以要用我，就是要把我砍下来呢
？And the bamboo said, How can you cut me down if you want to use?
我的所有的美都不见了，这个我现在最高，你砍下来又躺在那里，不行啊。
All my beauty is going to be gone if you cut me down.
这个主人说，如果你不给我砍下来，我就不能用你。
And the master said, if I don't cut you down, then I'm not going to be able to use you.
这个竹子想了一下，为就答谢这个主人养育之恩，他说好，给你砍吧。
And for the sake of gratitude, he said, okay, you can cut me.
主人就把竹子砍下来。
And so,
躺在地上。
He cut it down and the bamboo was lying on the ground.
这竹子还是觉得说，哇，我还是很美啊，这个叶子什么都很美，所以躺在那里，但是能够被主人用，这个牺牲可以。
And he thinks, well, I'm still beautiful, and for the sake of gratitude, I'm willing to give up myself this way.
过了几天，主人来了，再问这个竹子说，你还是愿意被我用吗？
A few days passed, the master came back again and said, may I use you?
这个竹子说，他说，呀，我是愿意给你用的。
And the bamboo said, yes, I'm willing to be used of you.
那好，他说我现在要把你所有的枝子叶子全部切掉。
Now I'm going to cut off all your leaves and your stem.
哇，这个竹子快一说，怎么可以啊？这个你这把我砍得躺在那里，已经比所有人都卑贱了。你现在还要把我叶子都拿走，那我不是光秃秃了？
And he said, well, I'm already lowest among the plants here. And if you cut off my leaves and stem, I'm going to be, you know, all naked.
Yeah, 他就说我不可以，不可以，真的不可以啊。
And he said, no, you cannot do that.
那主人说，如果你不给我把你叶子都拿走，我没法用你啊。
And he said, if I don't take away your leaves, I really cannot use you.
这个主子哈，这个流着眼泪答应主人说：“好吧，你既然要弄弄走，只要能够被你用，也可以，好吧，就是给你用，给你切掉。”
And then with tears, he agreed, like, okay, you can cut me.
所以这个主人把他所有叶子怎么都切掉，剩下一个光秃秃的一个棍子在那里。
And so all the leaves were gone, and so it's just one long pole there.
过了几天，主人又来了。他说：“你主子啊，你还要愿意给我用吗？”
And so a few days passed. The master asked again, "Are you willing to be used?"
他说：“我愿意啊，我不是已经好好了？你赶快拿去用啊。”
And he said, "Well, yes, of course. Isn't it? I'm already ready. You can use me."
主人说：“还有一个。”
He said, "What's one more thing?"
我要把你里面每一个结都打通，
well,
我才可以用。
I have to empty each of those
connections,
like parts.
哇，这个主人说，那不行啊，那很痛苦的事情啊，你是不是要把我里面都挖空哎？
And the bamboo said, "It's very, very painful for you to."
他说万万不可以。
He said, "Never, never do that."
但主人说，你看，你已经被我把你砍下来了，叶子也切掉了，你不给我做最后一步，那你就永远躺在这里，没人用你了。
He said, "Well, you have already allowed me to cut you down, take away your leaves. If I don't do that last thing, you're gonna be useless just lying down here."
所以啊，这个主子说，因着主人对他的爱，他最后还是顺服，愿意被他把里面每一节都打通。
And then the bamboo said, "Because of love, he's willing to be emptied each section by the master."
当这个主人把它都打通之后，就把这个竹子拿到田里去了。
And after it was emptied, the master took this bamboo to the field.
一头借着水源，另外一头借着田地，借着水，借着这个管，这个竹子灌溉他的田园。
And the bamboo becomes a channel with the living, with the water source. The bamboo can irrigate the field.
这个竹子就成为一个流通的管子。
And the bamboo becomes a flowing channel.
非常有用的一个器皿，能够供应许田地，也可以讲供应许多人的需要。
And it becomes very useful in supplying water for the field.
虽然经过一些很深的痛苦，因为切割都是痛苦的，但是经过这个，那个结果是美丽的。
Even through the difficulties of being cut and emptied, the result is beautiful.
但愿我们都能够跟主说：“主，我是泥土，你是窑匠，我们是你手中的工作。”
That we can tell the Lord that we are the clay and He's the potter.And we're the work of His hand.
最后，我们跟大家唱一首诗歌，好不好？啊，366首 ，366，366首，随你调度 ，Have thy own way, Lord. 我们只唱两节哈。第一节跟第五节。我们再来，这就从头来哈，预备来，随你调度，主，随你调度，你一直跑了，我是你主，当我等待。英文 Have thine own way, Lord. after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. 第5节, verse 5.
Have thy own way, Lord, have thy own way. Thy spirit till all shall say, Christ only always living in thee.
我们一起祷告，主耶稣，愿你的话帮助我们如何跟随你。主耶稣，你说我们种什么就收什么。主，你说你是我们不要自欺，你是轻慢不得的。主，给我们知道，我们若能够常靠着你而过活，主啊，你要把平安喜乐让我们所测不透前面的路，你要赏赐给我们，给我们都能够经历。我们的确能够说，主啊，我们一切的好处都不在你以外。主，我们也愿意说，主，我们看到我们是泥土，你是窑匠，我们在你手中是最稳妥的。你并且愿意把每一批每一把的泥土能够造成你造我们原初的目的，你在我们身上都有你的美意，愿意你在我们每一个人身上所要造成的都能够做成。所以我们在这里就把我们众人都叫出来，愿你的话能够唤醒我们沉睡的灵。主，我们常常为着地上的事忙碌，主，我们很少想到你自己。但愿主你自己来唤醒我们，给我们知道每天行事为人，主，我们要活在你的光中。愿你的光常常来光照我们，我们就能够脱离黑暗，脱离我们许多卑贱的事，而能够成为你贵重的器皿。听我们的呼求，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。聚会就到此。